Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All this garbage about do or die, or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and let the chips fly and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet, okay? Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? Mm. No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know? But we are given to take care of the day and today and what the moment and be in the moment and to you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision, that understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another. And then, you know, let the chips fly. And that's what our guys are going to do.
The chips fall, not fly. But alas, that's John Harbaugh, one of our favorite cuts, where he does not believe in Super Bowl or bust. And if you believe in that, you haven't accomplished anything. So here we are, three guys that haven't accomplished anything that believe in Super Bowl or bust. And what leads us into this game at Arrowhead on Sunday, 4:25 kick. Is this a must-win for the Baltimore Ravens?
It's not a must-win, but it's a big game. I mean, as Septembers go, it's pretty significant. And them being 1-3, not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. This division looks, yeah, including the Ravens. Division looks pretty, yeah, meh. So somebody's got to win it, and that's a subsidy. But let's face it, they're going to lose a game or two that they're favored to win, because that's how the league works.
Yeah, and that's kind of who they are too.
And if you fall into a 1-3 hole and you're not going to run the table, and you're probably going to lose two or three more, you just start doing the math, and now you look like a mid-table team, right? Now you look like a even if you win the division, you're not going to probably have a realistic path to maybe more than one home playoff game. You're certainly not going to, I don't think, have a path to a bye. Look at the Bills' schedule. I mean, the Bills aren't losing six games. So, you know, all of a sudden, the margins get tighter, and you start feeling the squeeze, and you've got a tough road ahead of you. It's a really important game. If nothing else, I feel like they better come out of this game at least feeling a little better about what a Ravens defense looks like without Nnamdi Matabike. Like if they, and that doesn't necessarily mean they have to win the game, but like this defense needs to walk out of that stadium in Kansas City having something to hang its head on. Like it needs to have a discernible strength, right? Like, oh, there is a semblance of a pass rush. Oh, they showed up on third down. Oh, you couldn't just run between the tackles on them all day. Oh, somebody in the secondary got their hands on a football a couple times. Like, there better be something.
Yeah, I'm not willing to say must win. And Jason, you said it. The AFC North stinks this year. The Ravens could start 1-3, and I still would like them to win the division. Right now, the Steelers are at the easy portion of their schedule where they'll compile some wins, and then the second half, it's tough. And you can look at the remaining strength of schedule, 471 for the Ravens, 538 for the Steelers. That's a huge gap right there. But this is big in terms of their psyche. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to win these games. Mm-hmm. You're 3-9 against Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. You're 1-5 against Mahomes. You've never won in Arrowhead with Mahomes starting for them. You have to find a way to punch back and win these games. This Chiefs team is very vulnerable. Are the Ravens vulnerable? Absolutely. The Ravens have plenty of their own issues as well. But you got to find a way to win this just for your psyche.
Well, you know, we talked before the season began, and we said, you know, they have to at least split with the Chiefs and Bills. Well, they already lost to the Bills in a game that they're probably going to be kicking themselves about when the season's over if they don't accomplish their goals. And they've got 60 minutes on Sunday to get that split. Otherwise, they didn't accomplish what we thought they had to, bare minimum, accomplish before the season started.
Yeah. I just keep going back to, no matter what happens, they're at like another crisis point on defense in season for, I don't know, the fourth straight year, five for the last 6 years. I just, we can't blame Wink anymore.
Nope.
You know, like we can't blame the malcontents, right? We can't blame Marcus and Eddie Jackson. Yeah. It was such a good signing. He was so much better than how they could play him because the rest of their roster was so great, even while they had the worst defense in the league, whatever that was. We talk about impinging yourself, patting yourself on the back for something that was a bad signing, not a good one. We don't have, like, we knew the old secondary coach was a problem. We can't blame him anymore. Like, it's not Zach Orr's first time as a D coordinator anymore. There's something amiss that I think goes beyond individual players or scheme. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just self-belief. Like maybe they just know they're overhyped over there. Like maybe they know they're not that good. I don't know. I mean, they've been a bad fourth quarter defense forever. Like I don't know what it is, but the fact that every year somebody's got to come from outside that building and try to bail them out. Like I'm sick of it. You'd think they're sick of it in that building by now.
I'll say this too, and we all love Kyle Hamilton, and he is extremely well spoken, and every single time he talks, it's a great, you know, press conference. But his comment yesterday about saying that the fans are spoiled in trying to defend Zach Orr, I think he regrets saying that. I would hope he regrets saying that at this point, because it's not being spoiled when you're statistically the worst defense in football. Spoiled is, okay, oh man, we're not the number one defense. We're not a top five defense. Dude, you're dead last.
You could go back to Ravens defenses. We've been doing this show since what, 2018?
Mm-hmm.
You had the one.
No, 2020.
2019.
2020. We were right before COVID.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if you could realistically go back to the last Super Bowl team, right? Go back to 2014, 2013. How many years have they had a defense that you feels like a Ravens defense? I mean, the second year of McDonald, absolutely. And those guys even brought it in the championship game. And they got undermined by ridiculous game plan and all that. But like that almost feels like the outlier. Like that used to be the norm. Not that you're going to win the Triple Crown every year.
Yeah.
But that feels like the outlier.
It hasn't been the defense that is fear. And it's so hard comparing defenses to Ray, Ed, Suggs, Nada.
I'm just like comparing them to the top five, yeah, seven, eight defenses in the league. The top 25% of the league. They're not there.
Well, it goes back to where they used to be feared, and now they're not. Like nobody fears this defense.
They were definitely in the top 10 a lot since the Super Bowl, for sure. But not like a overwhelming feared defense of Ravens old.
Yeah. I They believe in building it a certain way. I don't think it's ever going to work, but they can keep doing it. And they probably will keep doing it. And this offseason probably won't change a damn thing. They'll probably draft a corner in the first round. Like, they can keep doing another it their one, way. Yeah. I don't think they're that much smarter than everybody else. I just don't.
Ravens and Chiefs, 425 on Sunday. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, live from the Green Turtle in Canton. Hour one is the Bone and myself. And then hours two and three, Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston. Green Turtle in Canton is where you can find us guest-wise on the show today. We'll go behind enemy lines. Carrington Harrison, he's from the Fan in KC. Get his thoughts on the Chiefs thus far at 2:30. Our old friend Mark Viviano, WJZ Channel 13 Emeritus, get his thoughts on what's going on with the Ravens and maybe the Orioles as well at 3:30. And Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, he's been everywhere this week. He'll have, I'm sure, thoughts on things.
It's Jerry's. On the Minions? You think he's got thoughts on the Minions?
It's Jerry's birthday, by the way.
Today?
Yes, it is today.
Wow, where birthdays are
what
that
are we
close.
Thinking? Is that, are we thinking?
67?
I was going to say 58?
67.
City?
You think he'd tell us?
Is it available? Is that information
available?
He's definitely
older
than that.
Yeah, you know what?
I probably has a wiki.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up right now. It might be on his Facebook. I might check
that
out.
Good
yeah.
call. Good call.
Yeah, I might check that out during the break because he might have that up, and he probably forgets that he has it up. So got to get to it before he fixes it. Ah,
you think he's celebrating with some free food tonight?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I would hope so. By the way, AI overview of Jerry Coleman. Baltimore-based sports personality. A memorable moment was when he called Buffalo a city of losers in 2019, which was later used by fans to heckle him.
That computer speaks
Google
the
AI.
Truth.
AI. So very nice. So he'll wow. he and remember our IA Hall of Fame is named after the late great
correct,
Jerry
yeah.
Aloysius Coleman. So coming up next, it's a staple of the show on Fridays. People ask us when we're out, usually when we're leaving restrooms. What about X Factors? Well, they're coming at you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Here on the Fan. Yes, it's X Factor time. Basically, the deal, we give you a couple guys on both sides of the ball. Jason will give you a couple guys on the other team. guys that we think maybe a little under the radar or special circumstances that could be X factors in this game. And I'll get started on the offensive side of the ball. Roger Rosengarten, you stunk Monday night. I think George Karlaftis is going to give him a lot of problems. Roger, now, and a year ago, he was holding his own against T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, and they might have been 70% at the time, but I'll take 70% of those two guys over most of the league, and he was holding up. Now he's terrible. He's regressed. What you got this Sunday?
He is on my list. Do they help him? Do they have to help Ronnie more than normal? Because it sounds like Ronnie's playing, but I mean...
Yeah, I think he's going
like,
to play.
What's that going to look like? Yeah. We've seen Ronnie try to go when he's been compromised before, and it can get ugly quickly. So I think their tackles, I mean, I've got technically both of them, like tackle play is an X factor for me. Does the third tackle have to get in the mix? Do they decide they want to just the way they used to use McCary? Do they decide they want to have a third tackle involved? I don't mean like just a jumbo offensive lineman like Cleveland. I mean somebody who has feet and can move a little bit, like a extra tackle to help your 260-pound running back.
Just for clarification, I think they all have feet.
Well, some know how to use them.
That's yes.
Yeah, I think it could be a major factor in this game.
Yeah, I did the combo platter at tackle because I don't know if Ronnie's going to play. If he does play, how limited is he? If he doesn't, it's Joseph Noteboom. What the heck does that look like? Karlaftis, Chris Jones. You got to defend against them. And as you mentioned, Ken, Rosengarten just hasn't been able to replicate what he was able to do as a rookie thus far.
Remember what a great story he was down the stretch and all that attention he got? Remember he asked Myles Garrett for his jersey late in the game, and Garrett's like, yeah, man, you know, you're a pro. I'm happy to do it. And, like, that guy I thought he'd improve upon last year seems to go the other way. The other one, for me, I put Isaiah Likely. He's going to play Sunday. And what does that look like? And maybe at the very least – he's a decoy and he helps somebody else because he's out there on the field. He's had big games against the Chiefs.
I kind of hedged with that one as well. I did Likely, and if he doesn't play, because he still hasn't practiced in full.
He's going to be a full. Harb said he's going to be a full participant today.
Okay. Well, then I'll go with Likely. What does that look like? How much has he used? The tight end position was back for the first time this season. Last week, Mark Andrews had a big game. Kolar got involved. What does it look like with Likely?
Yeah, I had one more on offense, but it was not him. It was Justice Hill.
Ah.
If there's ever going to be a pony package, now might be the time. If your feature back is looking a little stuck in the mud or not as effective, or he fumbles again on an early down or early in this game, I just think they better be prepared to lean on Justice Hill more than they have in the Derrick Henry era, because I do think the tackles are going to be under the gun. And I think Likely is not in game shape yet. And I think the backup fullback is not Pat Ricard. And I think the quick passing game and the screen game is going to be imperative. And that's just not an area where Derrick Henry flourishes. So I'm going to be real interested to see that division of labor.
Defensive side of the football, I'll start. He's a household name. Taven Bryan. He's going to play. Like, they... Matt, a big game playing. The other guys on this defensive line are banged up at best.
Like, Brody's going to be out.
Yeah, Brody, Travis Jones is probably 60%. So, Taven Bryan, come on down. What can you do for the men in purple and black?
All these practice squad defensive tackles. Brent Urban's probably going to get elevated again. Taven Bryan, like you said, Ken, he'll get elevated. They were getting gashed up the middle, and that's because they were getting pushed off the ball defensive line wise, and the linebackers, you know, some of the occasions didn't have a chance.
I went with a different defensive lineman. I went with Tavius Robinson. Is there anybody who's gonna flash here? Like, is like Owe at least occasionally got some pressure, but like, is there going to be any semblance in this game of bookends who can at least, look, Mahomes has already run for over 150 yards, who can at least hem him in the pocket and make him a little uncomfortable? I mean, if he gets the time, Goff, God, forget about it. I don't care who he's throwing to. I don't care if he's throwing to the ball boy. You're in trouble. And this guy has the kind of body and the kind of sort of width and girth to set the edge and hold his own. And he's going to have to. And they're all, as a group, collectively going to have to play better than they did last week. But come on, Mike Green is not. Like, that's a project right now. Ajabo, they don't even want him rushing the passer. Like, it is what it is. I think, you know, there's a lot on Tavius all of a sudden, which is kind of crazy. But that's where we are.
Second defensive player. We were talking to Baldy yesterday, and he made a good point, I thought, talking about Andy Reid likes to use the screen game as their run game. Teddy Buchanan is the better guy in coverage than probably the best guy they have in coverage. Thank you, Roquan, for nothing. And Trenton Simpson can't cover. So, Teddy Buchanan, can you actually cover guys on Sunday? Because I think they're going to be hitting the running backs and tight ends a lot.
My last one's Jair Alexander. I think he's going to suit up on Sunday.
That's a good one.
What the heck does that look like? Because his Ravens debut was ugly.
I went with Malachi Starks. This is a green free safety with a defense with no pass rush. And Patrick Mahomes can play games with his eyes. He's the master of the pump fake. He throws from acute, weird, awkward arm angles or slots you don't think he can throw from. I'm sure it looks one way on film. It's a whole different thing in real life. I think Andy Reid's going to test him.
I'm not 100% convinced Jair's playing Sunday, but we shall see. But you have guys from the other team, correct?
Yeah, look, we saw Lions linebackers really affect Lamar and the Ravens run game last week. Leo Chanel can run. Leo Chanel can make things happen. I think Leo Chanel is going to look at some of the things the Lions did and say, that might work for me. I bet that's a name you hear called a lot. And if Derrick Henry doesn't get going, that linebacker might be a reason why. And then I'm interested to see Noah Gray. Like I don't really like what I'm seeing out of Kelsey, and that's weird. But Noah Gray had a nice game against them in the playoffs a couple years ago. I think they're going to be in heavy personnel a lot because I think they're going to run under center. But Mahomes can turn those into passing plays too. There's going to be a tension on Kelsey, and we know they don't cover tight ends to begin with. So what's the matchup on the second tight end? Whoever that is, I think Patrick Mahomes might want to find out if they could stop Noah Gray.
Coming up next, we go behind enemy lines. Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. What about the Chiefs? How is he feeling about the Chiefs as they enter this football game on Sunday? Carrington joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam.
So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Here on the Fan. Ravens and Chiefs. The loser will go to 1-3. And let's go behind enemy lines. We head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Carrington Harrison, the host show on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, and joins us now. And Carrington, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So from your perspective, what exactly is wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs?
That's a good question, man. I feel like both cities right now are kind of in the exact same place, and that's what makes this a very interesting swing game. I mean, I think the problem for the Chiefs so far has just been injuries to that wide receiver room. I don't know how many teams could kind of function on offense without having their number one and number two wide receiver. Now, you certainly can't, you know, feel sorry for the Chiefs by not having Rashee Rice. He got suspended, but Xavier Worthy gets hurt on the first possession of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they haven't had him. Andy Reid actually just confirmed less than 10 minutes ago that Xavier Worthy is going to be back for that one. So he's going to be a player that you guys have to kind of keep an eye on. But right now, you know, Kansas City is ranked 21st in offense. So this is a team that with Mahomes and Andy Reid, you're kind of used to being one of those high-flying offenses in the league. They have been anything but so far this season.
Carrington, we know that the Chiefs have struggled to run the football. Patrick Mahomes is still their leading rusher, but Isaiah Pacheco was starting to get things going a little bit in their last game against the Giants, and given the fact that the Lions just ran all over the Ravens on Monday Night Football, do you expect the Chiefs to lean into the ground game a little bit this week?
I'm here to tell you guys that if Kansas City runs the ball effectively against the Ravens, you guys got real serious problems. You know, like it is one thing for David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs to run the ball over them. It is another thing for a bottom five running back room in the league. The Chiefs just don't have any juice, no pop, no sizzle, whatever adjective you want to use right now in the run game. You're right. Isaiah Pacheco wasn't bad last week, but you know what it's like when you just got a running back who's just fine. Like, He's not really a threat to break one. He's not really going to make any plays. You know, if you give it to him on first down, he's going to get 3, maybe 4 yards. I feel like that's all you're getting from Pacheco. He's a guy that you're used to kind of having that energy and kind of running through people. He just hasn't been that since the injury last year.
Defensively, I know they took some heat week one, but I mean, it's Brazil, and that's a pretty that's looking like a pretty legitimate offense, and Herbert's playing out of his mind. You know, the Eagles end up winning that thing, but I thought they tamped down the offense pretty good in that thing. Where do you think Spags' unit is right now?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of similarities between these two teams and defensively. Like, I kind of have my questions about the Ravens' defense. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for the Bills to do that. It's one thing for the Lions to do it. Let's see if Kansas City can do it. Kansas City got, I mean, the Chargers did basically whatever they wanted to in week one. The Chiefs didn't get any pressure, didn't force any turnovers, didn't really have any answers on the back half of their defense. Now, we all respect Philadelphia as a team, but no one would call them a high-flying passing attack, at least. And Russell Wilson, I mean, I think we know that his performance against the Cowboys was not real. You know, like throwing for 450 yards was just not a real outcome of things. So, you know, that was his last start. We'll see if we see Russell Wilson again. So I'm kind of looking at Kansas City's defense the same way that you guys are kind of looking, like, all right, this is a really good test. This is against a Ravens team that you know very well, the most mobile quarterback in the history of the league, a future Hall of Fame running back. They got some weapons on the outside. Like, you know, can you keep them under 30? I just don't think that Kansas City is equipped right now to win a shootout. You know, if this game is played the way Monday night was, or Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks where it's played into the 40s, that's a game that Baltimore wins. But if this is going to be a 24-17 kind of game and Kansas City can slow down Baltimore, that's a game that they can win.
We're talking with Carrington Harrison's Inside Access here on the Fan. Carrington, Travis Kelce, is he washed? Where are we on him? And do you think this is his last year?
I do think that it's his last year. I've kind of thought this about Kelce for a while, and at first it was a very unpopular opinion in Kansas City, and more people have just kind of come to this side. Football is a game that's best played by 20-somethings, and if your offense is built around a 35-year-old who's going to turn 36 years old, here in a couple of weeks, it is impossible to have an explosive offense. If you look at all of the really good, dominant offenses in the league, you got a high-flying, flashy 20-something that's in the middle of it. The Chiefs right now, just with the injuries, they just don't have that in their offense. Like, they're trying to piece it together with Tyquan Thornton, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Hollywood Brown. That's just not going to get it done against the high-flying offenses and the better defenses in the National Football League. So that's kind of where I am with Kansas City. That's where I am with Travis Kelce. Kelce is like in a basketball analogy. You need him to be Al Horford. You need him to just shoot threes and play defense and rebound. You can't have him be your 20-point-per-game go-out-and-get-it guy. That's just not who he is anymore.
Is Chris Jones in a similar category?
I wouldn't put him in that category. This is another one of those things that I'm really intrigued by because we all saw that offensive line on Monday Night Football, and we saw the Lions get 7 sacks. So there has to be a feeling with Kansas City's defense. I mean, they have spent a lot of money on that defensive line. They just paid George Karlaftis. They paid Chris Jones. He's a future guy in Canton. Charles Aminihu is a player who the Chiefs are really happy to bring back on a one-year deal. Like, it might be the most experienced unit on their team is that defensive line. If you saw what Aiden Hutchinson and that Lions defensive line was able to do on Monday, you got to feel if you're Kansas City that you can do something similar on Sunday, and we'll obviously find out.
Carrington, I know we're still so early on in this season, but the Chiefs have just ran the AFC West for years and years and years at this point. The Chargers look for real. The Broncos, they're 1-2, but they're 2 losses back-to-back weeks right at the gun. What is your confidence level that the Chiefs can still win this division?
I'm still pretty confident in Kansas City winning the division. I think you kind of have to weather the storm until you get fully healthy. It's kind of been a give and take, at least with the listeners this week. You know, a lot of listeners, and I get it, like, the Chargers have to prove it. The Broncos have to prove it. But the reason I mentioned this is a big swing game for both of these teams, because if you are Kansas City, like, let's say Kansas City loses. They are 1-3. The Chargers play the Giants this week. Let's assume the Chargers win that game and they continue what they've been doing. You'll be 3 games back, and you already lost a head-to-head to that team heading into October. The Chargers just have an easier schedule because they don't play a first-place schedule from last year. Like, at some point, we just got to come to the conclusion that maybe the Chargers are a good team. The analogy that I've made for the Chargers is, what if they're the Atlanta Falcons from 2018? Remember, Matt Ryan won MVP that year. They go to the Super Bowl. That was their only Super Bowl appearance. Like, what if that's what this Chargers team is? Obviously, time is going to tell us that answer. But I think at this point, regardless if we are Chiefs, Ravens, whoever it is, like, you cannot discredit the Chargers and at least have to warm yourself up to the possibility of, we talked all summer about this conference being dominated by 3 teams, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Well, one of those teams is going to be 1-3 heading into October, and there could be another team that's 4-0 with a legendary coach and a very good quarterback. You have to consider that team to be one of the contenders in the mix in the AFC.
Carrington, before I let you go, who wins this game Sunday?
I'm gonna pick the Chiefs for this reason. I think in their 2 games so far, it's really come down to one play that they didn't make in the fourth quarter. If you look at the Chargers game, they had a chance to get off the field. They gave up a 17-yard run to Justin Herbert in week 2 against the Eagles. I think they were outplaying the Eagles. Kelce has the deflection. The ball pops up in the air. The Eagles take advantage to do what the Eagles do. I think we all know that this game is going to be close in the fourth quarter because every Chiefs game is close in the fourth quarter. Can Kansas City make one more play than Baltimore? I'm going to assume that they do at home in this matchup. And anytime you're going to give me the Chiefs and plus money, I just always think that's the right side to be on. So it's going to be close. But give me Kansas City 24-21.
Carrington Harrison, this was great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, find Carrington 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City, our sister station on the Odyssey Network there. Coming up next, though, another Friday special. Want to bet? Beltway Ben. Best bets next here on The Fan. Song of the summer, ladies and gentlemen.
Summer never ends.
It is a Friday staple. Beltway Ben's best bets. And Beltway Ben, what are you looking at this weekend?
Yeah, I'll start tonight. I like a first half over 27.5, and you can get it at 26.5 is what I meant, and you can get it at -133, and it's in the Arizona State-TCU game tonight. I think both passing offenses are going to have big days. TCU's defense has been fine, not good against the pass, though, and everybody saw what they did against Belichick's offense or Belichick's defense in week 1. They allowed some points, though. And I think that we're going to see that tonight against an Arizona State team who they can score it with the best of them, but they also don't play any defense. Dillingham has the offensive background. To the weekend, I like Penn State. I would parlay them.
You don't hear those words very often.
With, no, I actually despise Penn State. You won't find a bigger Penn State hater than me, seriously.
Oh, you know who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, well, I would be rooting for them, but money is.
He's rooting for cash. Money.
He's rooting for green, but not that Oregon green.
Yeah, right.
Wannabet green.
I think James Franklin gets it done here. I think Oregon is going to be a really, really tough test for him. I think the defense is tuned up for Penn State. And again, the whiteouts are different. I mean, it's pretty insane. And it's also crazy that you're going to have that one going on at the same time as Alabama versus Georgia, which is also a great game. But with the Big Ten NBC deal, you can have both of them on. So I like that. And I would also parlay them on the money line if you want it with Tennessee. That would get you plus money. But I'll get to Tennessee because I like them -6.5 here. Everybody's telling me Mississippi State's this and that. Go watch the Arizona State game. And I think Arizona State takes a step back without Scadabo. I still like Dillingham a lot. But they're taking a step back. Scadabo last year carried them to the college football playoff and did crazy things. Now they lose him. The defense is horrendous. And Mississippi State wasn't even supposed to win that game as it was, but Arizona State's defense let off the gas late and just completely collapsed. I think Mississippi State gets embarrassed at home by Tennessee. This is a team that we've seen in the SEC drop below teams like Vanderbilt over the years. They're not very good, and I don't know that they have anything to compete with Tennessee and a coach in Josh Heupel who he's going to beat up on bad teams. I mean, they shouldn't have lost to Georgia as it was. Kicker misses a gimme that he makes 90% of the time, blows that, and they lose it in overtime. These are the games they're going to have to dominate because the SEC schedule's tough. You can't afford to lose these ones. And 6.5, we need them to win by a touchdown there, so I like that. And then the one NFL play that I really like so far this weekend, Omarion Hampton, over 63.5 rushing yards against the Giants. No matter how you look at it, whatever advanced statistic you want to look at, the Giants' run defense is awful. You just heard Carrington talking about Pacheco. He looked horrendous the first few weeks. All of a sudden, they start giving him a few carries against the Giants' defensive line, and I mean, he was running all over them in the second half. That's what they can do. We saw Roman give Hampton like close to 20 carries. I think it was 19 this past week. I don't know how he doesn't get a ton of carries again. We know how Roman is with running the football. Hampton, we haven't really seen that monster play yet. We've seen him make some plays in the passing game, but I do think we get a long run from him here. So I like him over 63.5 rushing yards.
By the way, Ben, where can people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter. Give me a follow there. And of course, at Want to Bet with us. Yesterday was a pretty incredible day. AJ Barner, anytime touchdown plus +550.
How about them apples?
I had some people ask me who he was coming in, so nobody wanted to bet him. No, they damn right they know now.
Put food on that table.
Yes.
Save with the chest.
First score too. And then I have people sending me, thank you so much. I got a plus because you get $200 in bonus bets today if you get, they do, FanDuel does first or last touchdown. Yeah. So people did it as first touchdown.
Hell yeah.
They got $200 in bonus bets for betting them.
Nice.
Look at that.
Where can we watch Wanna Bet?
You can watch it on YouTube. Right? You can listen to it. It's all free.
Spotify. Apple Podcasts.
Anywhere that you want. And we're up to 1,100 subscribers on YouTube. It's starting to roll.
That is basically world domination.
Taking over the world.
And this isn't just a Monday through Friday operation,
7 days a week,
right?
Bone.
If you're at John Carroll High School and you're doing other things, we're still live. If you're at T-Mobile, getting your phone, changing your phone, we change time.
Nice.
We make it happen.
Make it
for
happen.
The people. Yeah, we're absolutely
the from the beach, anywhere.
From the beach.
Wherever.
Jason, literally.
If we got an opportunity to make the people money, we're going to make the people money.
Yes.
So we went up 11 units on last night's game.
Explain that for people that
don't
know what that means.
And we were 8 units on Monday's game. If you took our advice on every Thursday night game, and let's say you, whatever your normal betting size is, maybe it's $25, maybe it's 50. Let's just say it's $50.
$50, sure.
So last night you would have made $550 with you. And if you bet everything we told you Monday night at $50, you would have made $400. So you'd be up $1,000 in 5 days.
Wow, Bob.
Why are people not watching
that's
this?
They are.
Well, I'm saying, why aren't more? Why isn't the world watching this?
Hey, you want to put on ESPN2 right now? Maybe you watch Wanna Bet. Maybe you'd see Bayern Munich. Somebody told you a thing or two about this match. Somebody would probably tell you live bet the over 4.5 goals now.
Maybe. Anything else you like, Jason? You want to tell the people a little teaser?
I like a lot, but they can listen to later in the show when we have
TMI.
That's right. Well done. TMI's coming up at 4:45. That's another Friday
staple. Just go to Wannabet. At Jason Lockin 4 on Twitter. YouTube.com/@Wannabet with us.
Yeah, you guys did the show at noon. Go check it out.
It's there.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
It's there.
It is there.
Might be another 11 units just sitting there for you to listen to, watch, right in your hands. Enjoy.
Right. Don't
in
your you hands. Want money? Right?
I mean, really.
It's the weekend, people.
You like betting football. Money. You like betting football. Yes. We're giving out plays.
Basically, WannaBet is offering to buy your beers for you. Essentially. Yeah. Like you stick with them. You're drinking for free.
$550 if you did $50 of your unit last night.
Now, if you would have bet the Army game with me, you would have lost some of that back. Okay, but I'm talking about
not winning out. Every
just
bet.
On those football. Out. But if you want to focus on the NFL with us,
yeah.
Beltway Ben on WNBA, me on international soccer.
If he's a Collier over 21.5 points tonight.
Oh, there you go.
When the PLL comes,
she's
back.
No Camila Cardoso. That's all I'm saying.
True.
There's only one.
There's only one.
Camila Cardoso.
Let's get it started with Jason
it's
and Ben.
It's a Quinny P day.
It is. Yeah. So ready for that to be done.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. You got to wait
in a week
a
and a half.
Longer.
I think we'll be talking about that.
There we go. The segment just got hijacked by the Brewers. That's
most fraudulent baseball team of all time.
Yeah. Sure.
2025 Brewers.
Hey, Mark Viviano is going to join us at 3:30. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, at 4:30. But coming up next,
how many Milwaukee Brewers do we think Aloysius could name?
That's a great.
Could he
question.
Name three? Could he name two?
Gorman Thomas. Ben Ogilvie.
Come on, it's his birthday.
It is. He turned 73 years old today.
He looks great for 73.
He does look great.
I thought he was 76.
He looks even better.
For
same age as Springsteen.
I think he's that old.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say.
He's older.
he's had a lot of shingle shots.
Yes. And a lot of work done.
wow.
Coming up next, though, we monkey business, man. We'll hear from Todd Monk and maybe a little Zach Orr as well. As the coordinator spoke yesterday, we'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.